Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Ramblecast with Jay and Jack and Nick in Boston.
Where we can talk about anything, sports, TV,
and anything else we want to talk about.
Because it's that cool.
Yeah.
It's the Ramblecast.
Live intro.
That was, I'm telling you, that was just pure money.
Well, I surprised it's going to be really tough because it'll all be a slight delay, so we'll not be in time whatsoever. So
oh, really?
That was not money, guys. That was terrible. That was the worst intro. But the Married Man actually got a bad review one time because somebody didn't like the fact that we always did a different opening. Oh, and they said they can't even get through their own opening without messing it up. Consider me unsubscribe.
But it's okay. It makes it unique.
But that was the point of the whole opening.
Yeah. I know. That was the shtick.
Well, I'm glad I am back, gentlemen. It's been a while since I've been on the show.
Yeah, where you been, man?
Like, and I hear the ratings are in the tank since I've been gone, so I'm glad to be back.
One show. I think they thought you were back. I figured out why they think the rating, why that episode tanked. It's the shortest show. They thought you were back, so they didn't listen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I will say that hearing the controversies from Matt's latest list of putting Patrick Swayze on the on his list of great actresses.
You think that's one of the low ratings? Because like there's a lot of Patrick Swayze fans out there that thought he should be higher.
probably, yeah. Of the list, he has the best. Well, you had the best hair.
Yeah.
Am I right?
You can't argue with that.
He did have the best hair.
But yeah, so it's glad to be back. It's good to see you guys. I haven't seen you in a while. So
I saw you a couple days ago.
I know you. I'm talking about the people
Oh, okay.
Nick in Boston.
It's good to have you back, Jay.
It's not what we were saying last week off the air, but that's,
I'm bummed. I miss the Blade Runner discussion because I saw Runner this weekend.
We can still talk a little bit.
Well, I guess skip ahead a few minutes if you don't want to hear. But I thought it was fantastic. I don't know. I thought it was really good. Like
it's going to be a short episode. How many thumbs?
No, can I just say, can I finish?
It's going to be a short episode. How many thumbs?
I won't make any comments about how San Diego was turned into, you know, a waste dump.
Which was very funny.
I laughed.
They filmed the entire thing at Qualcomm.
I think the stadium still made it though.
That's where they filmed. That's hilarious. Hey,
you'll get no argument from me.
But in terms of a sequel to because I think people that maybe criticize the new movie is the pacing slower, it takes its time. But the original did as well. I thought it's a fantastic sequel movie.
It's going to be the same people that are going to complain about the pace of this review.
Sure, that's fine. But I'm going to give it 4 thumbs out of 4 thumbs. I thought it was fantastic movie.
Whoa.
Beautifully shot, great story, and a fantastic sequel, which is a hard thing to do. I think it's a really good sequel. 30 years later, it's a fantastic sequel.
As a Ghostbuster fan, you know all about bad sequels.
But if we're thinking about a similar type thing that happened recently, The Force Awakens, which Nick hated.
Yep.
But I think this one revisited older characters from 30 years, introduced new ones, and I thought it did a fantastic job and actually expanding the story and actually going beyond what the original one did while also being true to the original. I thought it was great.
I would definitely agree with that, and that it showed you original characters and introduced new ones in both in a good way. It didn't make them all about the original cast. It didn't make it all about the new cast. It was actually a very good transition.
Now, I can't think of any other movie that had a 30-year stretch in between it and its next sequel.
Tron.
Godfather.
Well, I'm saying, okay, let me rephrase. I can't Godfather think of a good example of a movie that spanned 30 years to come out with its next production or sequel, but I guess
I like Tron Legacy. I don't think it's great, but I like Tron Legacy. It was
I liked it. Yeah,
it was fantastically terrible.
I never saw it.
I didn't think it was terrible. Like, again, the first movie is kind of a crappy movie.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
I thought it was a good sequel.
They made it on like $7.
The original Tron, it's probably more expensive than the $7. It looked like it was $7, but at the time, it was probably really expensive. But
anywho, no, I mean, I totally dug it, man. I mean, I would not give it a perfect score.
No, you gave it 3.5. If I remember, you gave it 3.
I gave it 3.
Gave it 3.5.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, like, Chris and I talked about that, Jay. I'm not sure how much you listened to it, but, you know, like, that was our issue. Was
zero.
The Jared Leto, like, scenes were kind of unexplained in the characters, and you're like, okay, what's that? And like I said, it dragged on a little bit. I mean, I still liked it. I still thought it was a great movie. I just wouldn't give it 4 out of 4.
I didn't mind the Jared Leto stuff, because you kind of, without Tyrell from the first one, Dr. Tyrell, you had, it's a 30-year-old movie, so if you don't know what happens to Dr. Tyrell or the original, then I'm sorry. But I think you still had to have that representation of these corporate overlords kind of controlling everything, and he's that person that's doing it. It's tough, though, because like Jared Leto, he can be annoying just by being Jared Leto. So maybe it was maybe a different actor. Maybe you guys wouldn't have been so like, meh.
Well, it wasn't necessarily him. It was the fact that you weren't sure if he was a replicant or not, and you weren't sure what his true motivations were. Because he seemed like he was trying... Sorry for anyone out there.
I thought it was straightforward. I thought his motivation was straightforward. He, fast forward a minute. He wanted the ability... the replicants to be able to give birth to offspring so he could make more of these slaves that he could send out. So it made sense why he wanted to.
So my only qualm with that is if you physically removed every scene and line of dialogue from Jared Leto from that movie, you would have exactly the same movie.
I don't know, but then you don't have his person tracking down and basically
didn't need to
the whole pursuit.
She could have been the person, right? But anyways, here's my theory, though. I think that character was meant to be much more.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of it hit the cutting room floor. Like, there was actually an article saying that in pre-production, was it David Villanueva or his name is the...
Yeah, the director,
Director. He actually was trying to get David Bowie to play that role.
Mm-hmm. Oh, now that would have been badass.
Yeah. And I can say David Bowie would not play a meaningless role. And... I'm curious. I mean, I made the joke last week that there, who knows how many versions of the director's cut are going to come out for this movie. But
that's what I was going to say. He's like, we'll find out in 30 years when we get the final cut. You know.
I mean, I can't wait to see what the entirety of that storyline was. I feel like so much of it was removed.
But yeah, I don't know about your claim also about David Bowie, because I mean, his role was Tesla in
and it was short. That was awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think you could take away his scenes or his motivations, and then there's still the same movie. I don't think there is, but that, you know, we can agree to disagree.
Yeah, fair enough. So I saw another movie today. Actually, I had the day off. I went and saw American Made.
Oh, how is that?
Tom Cruise.
Yeah,
it was awesome. It was a ton of fun. Like it was fun. Like,
he works for a drug.
Smuggler.
He's a pilot from what's that show?
Narcos.
Narcos.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I don't remember seeing Tom Cruise in Narcos, and I've seen every episode.
Yeah. the person was portrayed by a different actor in Narcos. Yes.
So, movie American Made, based upon a true story about a TWA pilot who is approached by the CIA to do some dirty work and some transportation. And then amongst his travels, he finds his way to supplement the lack of income in which the CIA is providing him by making deals with the narcos, flying for Pablo Escobar and his crew, running guns to the Contra fighters prior to the Iran-Contra situation. Tons of stuff. It's an interesting movie because it's actually a really fun ride for something that's based upon a true story of a terrible time in our country's history, politically and whatever. But It's a Tom Cruise flick, man. You show me a Tom Cruise movie that's terrible, and
there's a couple. I can't think.
Vidal Sky I wasn't a big fan of.
But I love that's actually one of my favorites.
Yeah, I wasn't a huge fan.
The Mummy, I hear, is like the first bad Tom Cruise movie.
I haven't seen that movie, but
he's my close personal. Can't criticize him.
He does a phenomenal job, you know, and it was a lot of fun. The movie was a ton of action, getting kind of inside look of the logistics behind drug and gun running.
Have you seen All the Right Moves?
No.
It's like one of his very first ones.
Nick.
Huh? Well,
have you seen it, Nick?
Yeah.
All the Right Moves? Okay. Yeah. All right. Because Jay and not seen it. Now we find out Chris has not seen it. I think that's and like he calls himself a football fan.
That's like his second film. Second or
Jack.
Film. No, he's
I think,
done.
I think you've got to call your internet providers. I think you're suffering from Jackernet.
He's definitely got the Nickernet of the night. Or he's toking so much now that it's slowed down his
speed. I have not toked in a while.
He's what's his name? You know, the 80s guy that was also in Back to the Future Part 2.
Max Headroom.
Max Headroom. That's who he is.
He's also that actor's also in what's that movie? The show where the girl plays all the different parts. She was an amazing actress. I gave up on the show, but it was amazing for two seasons. She plays.
Oh my god! It was on BBC part. America.
Right, she's fantastic actress.
I'm blanking on the name.
Anyway, he's in season one.
He's also in the classic film "Honey, I Shrunk the Kids."
Yes, he is
the next door neighbor,
which is great.
All right, yeah.
I haven't seen that movie in forever. That's a fun. I don't know if that holds up, but I love that movie.
Yeah, I remember going MGM had a huge thing at Disney World that was all.
Oh yeah. Where you could go and like it was. See, when I grew up on the West Coast, we had Disneyland. Disneyland did not have the Honey I Shrunk the Kids world where you could go into.
Oh man, you missed out.
So we went for the first time when we moved here. What were we? 2005 or 2006, 2007?
It was called. I call it the Shrinky Machine. It was
no. So this was the land at MGM where it's like you're walking in the grass and it's like. Mm-hmm. So we went
the Legos and all that. Yeah.
Yeah. I was in my 20s when we went first time. It just didn't have the same effect. But I remember seeing clips of videos on Disney Channel or whatever as a kid. And I was like, oh, that'd be so cool. But I never got to experience it.
I'm looking at Tom Cruise movies. 1981, Endless Love.
Mm-hmm. Never saw that one.
Taps. You never seen Taps?
Taps is the one that I remember.
He plays a crazy psycho kid.
Yeah,
Losing It with Shelley Long. He goes down to Tijuana.
Well, he considers Taps like his first like real acting job, where he learned how to become an actor from that director.
Well, Outsider. If you watch it though, The Outsiders though, he basically talked himself into getting the part. If you have not seen The Outsiders, a really good movie.
Oh man,
Risky Business.
Middle school, man.
Risky Business, which was his big breakthrough hit, and All the Right Moves. Sandwich in between that and Legend, and then of course he goes with Top Gun, Color of Money, Cocktails, Rain Man, and the list goes on and on.
He goes on a streak after that, huh?
Yeah, I mean,
Born on 4th of July, Days of Thunder, Far and Away, which a lot of people don't like, but I love it.
I like
Few Good Men, The Firm. My god, he did a lot of great movies. Interview with a Vampire. I'm trying to find a bad one here. Mission Impossible, Jerry Maguire, Eyes Wide Shut.
Mm-hmm.
Save Me. Let's see. Mongolia.
Magnolia.
Magnolia.
Mission Impossible 2.
I haven't poked in weeks, guys. I haven't even hit it at all.
Vanilla Sky, Minority
Genghis
Report.
Genghis Khan finally becomes a Scientologist.
Austin Powers, Gold Member. The Last Samurai, which I think is Jay's favorite movie.
I like Last Samurai.
War of the Worlds, Mission Impossible 3.
I like cried like a baby the first time I saw that movie.
Yeah. I mean, it was basically, you know, Dance with the Wolves.
Yeah.
You know.
But it's just like, I was just in a mood, I guess, and I just like bawled at the end of that movie. I just cried and cried. And I've watched it since.
Who didn't cry at the end of the movie?
The only movie I've ever cried in was Finding Neverland. I cried in that one.
Oh my God.
Yeah. I've never seen it.
Yeah.
Oh man, it's because you're dealing with like family and loss and like what, I held it together all the way to like the very end, and then like when this the first time the play is shown of Peter Pan, And this old lady walks up to him and talks about how much she loved it. Because, like, everyone in Britain at the time is, like, all snobbish, and they think it's going to be a proper play, you know, and they get in there. And he brings these kids in, like, his orphan kids, to see it. And that's what makes it humorous for the adult audience, because they're like, oh, these kids are having fun, because they're seeing the adults are seeing it, how reactions of the kids to the play. And they, you know, and then the old lady comes up to him, is like, oh, man, you know, he passed away and he so would have loved it, you know, the pirates. And he was really just a big kid himself. And you think about how, like, none of us really grow up, even though as old as we are, we're still kids at heart. And then later, what happens to Kate Winslet, and you're just like, oh my God.
She hogged the rap.
It really gets you. I mean,
you know, you're mentioning 30 year sequels. They're doing a sequel to Top Gun, which is coming out in 2019, which would be 33 years.
Yeah.
Could that be the greatest sequel of all time? He's playing, and Tom Cruise is playing Maverick.
Yeah, but what's his name? The director killed himself. So
he did. Scott, Ridley Scott's brother.
Scott, yeah.
Tony Scott.
Yeah.
But going back to, like, you know, he said that all Taps was the movie he thought himself as an actor. I was like, I don't think he really did a good job of acting until he got around Born on the 4th of July, Rain Man. Like, that was really where he actually acted.
In Taps, he plays it. No, I think in Taps, he's pretty crazy in Taps.
Yeah, but,
I think he plays Tom Cruise.
Crazy is not really that hard to pull off.
I think that's my friend. I think he plays the same character, though, he plays in The Outsiders, though, in Taps. I think it's pretty much the same kind of acting style.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's, but you, it's have, not so much you have, you have, you have, you have, you have Sean Penn in that movie.
Betty. I think we've broached upon the subject. We've been tapping it. Best sequels of all time. Do we have our picks for best sequels of all time?
Well, I mean, it's kind of hard to go over
Godfather 2.
Godfather Part 2 and Empire Strikes Back. Those are going to be the two in the top five, at least.
Empire
This isn't a vote. I mean, just,
I would say Godfather 2, because people could say, you know, I guess they say the thing.
Well, they both won Best Picture.
Yeah.
Empire didn't win Best Picture.
What was that?
For me, it's going to be a tie between Empire and Terminator 2.
Ooh, Terminator 2.
Terminator 2 was not only a phenomenal sequel, but it was also, like, the beginning of real CGI in movies. Like, that movie broke some serious barriers down when it comes to production value and how
it really. I'd argue it's a better movie than Terminator, the first Terminator.
I'll pick Godfather 2, because they didn't use CGI. It was real actors and everything was real, and it was just well written.
There's Jack playing the archetype of the 50 to 60 year old podcaster. Good job. He did it.
I'm telling you.
I'm going to go with Jaws 2.
Come here, you son of a bitch.
So yeah. Boston's going Terminator 2. Nick, it's pretty clear you'd probably go Empire.
No, I don't know. That's really hard.
It's tough.
It's really tough. It really is. Because I wouldn't go Terminator 2. Because it's basically the same movie. Whereas in, like, Alien versus Aliens, which Aliens is in many ways superior.
In there. Yeah, I think
because, like, Aliens is to many, because it's different. Like, you went from horror suspense to action.
Yep.
And what was the, like, you know, Empire? I mean, like, whereas in Star Wars is the classic fantasy trope of, you know, innocent hero, damsel in distress, ancient wizard, you know, Empire takes it in a different level, you know, different ways to go. So, I don't know.
I go with Major League 2.
I like Major League 2. It's not the best, but I like it.
Well, the thing that ticks me off about Major League 2 is Wesley Snipes wasn't part of it, so they recasted.
Wasn't he in jail? The
character. No.
No, he was above it, because that was like 93, 94, and he was all the action hero at that point, so he was
always been black.
Yeah.
How about The Silence of the Lambs?
But technically it's a sequel, but
Hunter.
Do you count Silence as a sequel, though? Because they later, like, remade Manhunter, didn't they?
They did, yeah.
With Anthony Hopkins.
Yeah, it's Red Dragon is very good. It's not as good, but it's good. And then Hannibal, of course, is horrible.
So, okay, now, would you count it because it's completely different actors in the first one's Brian Cox's Hannibal Lecter, right? I think.
Mm-hmm.
So would you even count it? It's almost like a reboot for Silence of the Lambs. I don't know if you could count Silence of the Lambs as a sequel. I think it's a reboot. You have all new actors, all new players.
Could be. I mean, it's a sequel to the storyline.
Yes, but they didn't even bill it as a sequel to that first one, did they?
What about Walking Tall?
Those are remakes. Yeah.
No, I'm talking about the original.
All I heard was Walking Tall.
Walking Tall. Am I that bad?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
What is wrong? You want me a hand?
You got some shitty ass internet over there. Language, sorry.
Well, way to go, Jay.
Not me.
Anyways.
I thought of another one. I can't think of what it is now.
How about Back to the Future 2?
Oh, it's not better than the first one.
No, it's not
better. No,
it's not even close.
It's pretty awesome.
The other one.
So wait, is the question the best sequel or a sequel that's better than the original?
No, I think
best
sequel, I would say.
If it's going to be called best sequel, it has to rival, if not best, the original, right?
True.
Well, I would still go with Godfather 1 over Godfather 2, even though many would say Godfather 2.
Well, what's interesting about The Godfather is because, like, the original Godfather is very straightforward how it's written script-wise, but Godfather Part 2 is where Coppola made it his own thing, and he took it from a character point of view versus a story, and it's like, and that's what makes it different. It sounds like I was saying about Alien versus Aliens. They're very different but related movies.
Well, you also have this beginning of the story to The Godfather.
Yeah.
Which is interesting. So, and The Godfather 2, I mean. Mm-hmm. Am I better now? Am I?
No.
Okay. No? You
are absolutely Jack Headroom for this episode. You got the Godfather 2.
Well, what can I can't hang up because I can't start the computer over because I. Well, I'm recording.
We're recording.
All right, I'll just be quiet the rest of the episode.
That works.
Oh, like, you know, I wouldn't be my vote, but then, like, Star Trek 2 is better than Star Trek the motion picture.
Oh, yeah, Star Trek 2 is miles above better.
Well, yes, is better than
Star Trek 2 saved.
Anything's better than the motion picture.
Wrath of Khan saved the film franchise. Arguably saved Star Trek.
Fair.
Yeah. Motion picture, that's my worst. When people say, what's your least favorite movie of all time? That's the one I point to. I waited 4 hours in line to see that movie.
Oof. I haven't heard that story. That's
the four, well,
no, okay.
4 hours. Yes. 4 hours.
Jack has like 10 stories he just recycles at this point. He's like, he's in his late 50s now, and he just kind of regurgitates.
Well, you can only repeat what you can remember.
And especially there's with smoking there pot, someday. It's getting smaller and smaller.
I haven't smoked pot in like a month.
Oh, here's the what I thought of earlier.
I've just been in a lot of pain.
So technically,
my dealer's out of town.
Technically, Raiders of the Lost Ark is a sequel.
I know, because Temple of Doom's before, but man.
Okay.
No, that doesn't count.
Okay.
But I argue I love Last Crusade. Like I think.
Love Last Crusade, yeah. Because it's such a lighthearted movie. It's not that serious, and you have the father-son duo. There's lots of comedy back and forth.
I think that's the best threequel. I think you could argue that's the best third movie in a series, right?
Back to the Future 3, I thought was
pretty good. That's because you're biased to Westerns.
Yeah.
Well, slightly. Clint Eastwood, what kind of stupid name is that?
Yes, I think if we're talking about third movies in a series, I think Last Crusade might win.
Yeah,
I would. Jaws 3.
Jaws 3D. Jaws 3D.
Really? Come on.
Well, I didn't say Jaws Revenge.
It had an Oscar winner in it.
Who was the Oscar winner?
Who was that? The shark?
Gossett Jr.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's right. I forgot he was in that.
Yeah.
What are you doing, mayonnaise? That's what he said to the shark, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I can't think of any other
trilogies.
Return of the King, excellent movie.
Return of the King,
but like that's a different, because I like Fellowship the best.
Yeah,
but you can't vote for Ghostbusters like the Dark Knight 3. Rises. can't, you know, there's not a three.
The women's, the ladies.
Unfortunate. Shirt. That's not a three. They totally skipped the original storyline. That's a reboot.
There's not were that there many
ghosts?
Trilogies, though.
And were there Ghostbusters?
It's a reboot that does not count as the third in a trilogy.
A reboot.
Lethal Weapon 3? I don't know.
Well, this might be.
Yeah. It's all
good. Yeah. Lethal Weapon 3 is pretty good.
Like, every Lethal Weapon movie is a good movie. There's not a bad Lethal Weapon movie.
True.
There's not.
Because even Lethal Weapon 4 was great with
Jet Li.
Jet Li. Mm-hmm.
Well, Joe Pesci was in 2, 3, 4.
That's right.
Diplomatic immunity. I use that probably line every day.
Lethal Weapon 4. Lethal Weapon 4 was great.
That was 2.
No, I'm saying Lethal Weapon 4 is great with Jet Li and just that whole story. Yeah, but
we had moved on from that. So
I know.
He wants to talk about Lethal Weapon 2.
Yeah. He wants to say diplomatic immunity again and again. Yeah.
Diplomatic immunity. Who doesn't say that?
Not you.
Not this time.
You have to do the
too old for this crap.
You got to do the neck turn with the gun.
Yeah.
He's got it.
I do say.
I've got one.
Okay.
I've got two, actually.
Well, that's a mistake.
Army of Darkness.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Never saw the first one.
Evil Dead 2.
Oh, I can't believe I didn't think about this. The Road Warrior.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, there you go.
Road Warriors.
So you're saying Beyond Thunderdome is is the best?
That's the third. I'm saying the Road Warrior is the sequel to
Mad Max.
Road Warrior is one of the great action movies of all time.
I still like Mad Max.
So, I mean, I like Mad Max too, but Road Warrior is the pinnacle, and arguably until Thunder Road, of that series. And Thunder Road was fantastic. Another sequel that's like 30 years later. Mad Max Thunder Fury Road, whatever, was amazing.
And you also have The Prisoner of Azkaban.
That's my favorite book, or one of my favorite books.
About Hulk Hogan and Mr. T in Rocky III.
Yeah. And I'm the only one who voted that said that.
None of the Rockies are bad.
Rocky Five
is easily forgettable.
You know, he wrote Rocky.
You don't need Rocky Five.
You do need Rocky Five because you got to find out.
No.
Well, you do need it.
You don't. You can go from Rocky IV to Rocky Balboa, and you're fine.
He was supposed to retire in 3, 4, and then finally, you don't need to see him retired.
Originally in 5, it was panned in the pre-screening, so they had to go back and reshoot it where he, you know.
So died.
Jax
also a big fan of Superman 3.
Oh
no, I'm not. But all the Rocky movies, I will watch.
Yeah, of course.
Every day.
Creed. I don't know if we count Creed as a sequel or reboot, but Creed was fantastic. I loved Creed.
I haven't seen it.
So how's it a reboot?
You haven't seen Creed?
No, I didn't.
It's a sequel. Well, it's kind of a sequel / reboot.
Reboot, yeah. Because I said especially the same story as Rocky.
It is the same story as Rocky.
But it continues. I don't know. I guess it's reboot, but it continues Rocky's story as well. Like I loved it. I thought it was fantastic.
Young Creed has a different mom, right?
What's her name? Claire Huxtable.
She's not the original Mrs. Creed.
Anyway,
she's not.
Anywho,
cool.
Perhaps this is a good discussion to continue on to the old page.
Any of the Rockies are excellent.
Yeah, we'll put a poll up on Facebook. You, the listener, you can hash it out. We're not doing a versus because you're like, oh, you didn't include this. No, you put it in there, and we'll vote for it.
I can't do it unless you leave something out. I can't do it. Hey, I got nowhere else to go.
So speaking of the Facebook page, we had a couple discussions had spawned. I had posted something and then somebody else followed up with another post asking of what shows they should be thinking about streaming or binging on.
I'm going to say Stranger Things.
Stranger Things is up there. I watched the new show, new to me. Oh, no, it wasn't. I don't think so. I found a new show that people have been mentioning to me for a while now. I think even I heard about it here on the Ramblecast, but I sat down and watched the other day when I was home sick. I watched American Vandal.
Yes.
Okay. I started watching this because I saw you were watching it. I watched the first two episodes. I just got to say, I think the reason you like it so much, Chris, is you are Dylan.
No.
Come on, bro.
No way, bro.
Come on. When I think of Dylan, I can't help but think of you.
That's messed up.
Let me defend myself here. All the stories you've told where you had embarrassing stories, that's Dylan. Come on, that's you.
My embarrassing stories have been Dylan stories, but
is it fart babies? What's his thing?
Fart babies.
No, was it the Wayback Boys? Oh, yeah,
the Wayback Boys, but his
fart baby fart.
Yeah, fart babies where they go and fart in front of a toddler or a baby.
Dad pantsing.
can I just say
It's a pedophile in the park.
Can I just say right now, I did see there were two differences between the penises. I just want to say that.
So American Vandal, I'll give you a little bit of backstory if you haven't read the Facebook group at all. But American Vandal is what we refer to as a mockumentary. So it's a fake
of a murderer,
like on a true crime series, so like Making of a Murderer slash what's the other the podcast that was out?
Serial.
And this
and again, murder mystery shows right now are like the hottest thing. It's like. Kristen Bell has a podcast about it. It's the hottest thing. So I love that this show.
Which one of us do we want to kill? And then our ratings of the Ramblecast, let's go through the roof.
So anyways, the American Vandal, the story is about this place called Oceanside, California. And there's
it's a real place.
Okay. That's great.
Yeah. It's where Junior Seau was born.
Oh, nice.
You know, former Patriot, Junior Seau.
Yes. Yes, he was. So anyways, the story is about this high school, Oceanside High, where one day the faculty came out to the parking lot and found every one of the 27 cars with a spray-painted penis on the car. And it was like the biggest, like, you know, felony arson, or not arson, but felony that they've ever seen from vandalism. And the school,
$100,000 worth of damage.
Yeah. And the school,
the cars had to be repainted.
Yep. And the school pinned it on this notable troublemaker,
Chris
Dylan, who happens to, fancy, you know, writing penises on the whiteboards with permanent markers during the day. But
only going through two episodes. I've only watched two episodes so far.
I won't spoil anything. So the mockumentary is filmed by students from the high school who work on the TV department of the high school.
Which Dylan also is a member.
Also a member. And it's told through their eyes and these two guys who are trying to quote unquote find the truth. It is a phenomenal show. I crushed that show in 24 hours. I watched it one night, like four or five episodes in one night. And I got up and I finished the next day. I stayed home sick.
Because of staying up late to watch the show, or
sick? I was pretty sick last week. But
if you would have listened to the podcast, you'd know, Jay.
It's true.
The acting is fantastic. It's all a bunch of no name actors you've never heard of or seen before. But it was so well done. Yeah. And here's the funny thing, though. For me, it was recommended over and over and over again. I didn't look into it at all. So for the first 15 minutes, I thought it was real.
Yeah. And I got to that point. They play it so real that they play it. Like, it's not like some mockumentaries where it's very tongue-in-cheek, and it does get there, but
yeah,
they play it like a real thing.
I thought it was real for the first 15 minutes. I was like, oh my God, this is fake. This is fantastic. And I was watching it, and I mentioned on Facebook,
school, man.
And I mentioned on the Facebook group that in episode two, they do a reenactment a la like CNN / these documentaries of this particular scene on a dock.
Third base.
And oh my God, I was in tears laughing of this reenactment, like this 3D rendering that they had for the documentary.
Well, let's set up the guy that's being is the main accused, the main witness against Dylan. They try and catch him in a lie, and he said he got to third base with the hottest girl in the school, and there's like everyone's like, there's no way, there's no way. So they do a reenactment of the angle of from what he with third base, you know. It's hilarious.
It is so good. It is so freaking good. And again, I it took me one day. I had finished the entire series.
It's pretty quick.
One season.
I stayed home sick on Friday, and I watched it on Friday.
When he had to say he had to pay back, he has $100. We're sick buddies.
We're penis brothers.
You're sick bros.
When he said he had to pay back the $100,000 and he was making $10 an hour, what
I would be here all year.
Well, I get free fries.
Did you eat the fries?
Like, can I have some fries?
Yeah.
No, man. They'll
man, you eat all the fries. No way, man. I'm not giving you any fries. No way!
So... then there it is. There's my recommendation. I think Mandy from the Facebook group picked up on the recommendation and watched it. Couldn't stop watching it, but it is so much fun. It's on Netflix.
Netflix, okay.
And for those with a 4K TV, it's broadcast in Netflix Ultra 4K.
It is.
Like I said, the only reason I watch it because I saw Chris talking about it. I go, I gotta watch this, and I literally laughed my ass off the first episode. I said, I could.
So good.
I know there was discussion about 4K TVs. Did you get a 4K TV, Chris?
I did.
Well, if you listen to the podcast, Jay, you know.
I've been busy.
It's our new sponsor.
Yeah, right. So I haven't – I mean, I spoke about it ad nauseum last week. I kind of gave a full review of my 4K television that I have in my living room right now.
I don't know why. Samsung?
I don't know. No.
It's God! You need to go back and listen to the last week's episode.
Okay, I will. I'll go back.
Yes.
Stop talking. You're hurting our sponsorship.
I didn't think it was a big deal. Until we got a new TV when we moved in here, and it's
a Sony.
You've seen it, the 4K curved TV.
Yeah.
Ah, it's awesome. It's great.
Sony TV. Which one was it?
Yeah, no, ours is a Samsung here. But
no, you're just messing with the
joke. If you TCL. Come to, is it a TDK?
It's a TCL.
What the hell is a TCL?
Exactly. You do it back and listen to the podcast.
Okay, is an RCA?
It's a Zenith. It's a Zenith.
Zenith.
It's a Zoom Trinitron.
It's a Casio.
As a kid growing up, we had a Zenith and it started going. And so you'd have to hit the side of it to get the picture to expand back out. And one time I hit it, it goes. My parents go, what happened to the TV? I have no idea. So I'm just now admitting some 45 years later, I broke the Zenith TV. Our first color TV, I think our first color TV we ever had.
I'm gonna send that to old Grandma Bev because you're still afraid of her. That's not gonna go well.
Now I'll send the part you called her old Grandma Bev.
Mm-hmm. I'd say old Grandma. I said Grandma Bev.
No,
an old Grandma Bev.
actually, I was gonna save it for another time, but I got some good embarrassing stories that Aunt Tammy and Grandma Bev shared when I stayed with them a couple weeks ago.
About you.
The whole. I'm gonna just keep it back here. I'm just gonna keep it in the back for a rainy drunk. Day.
They're drunk. They drink a lot.
Maybe it had to do with. A Christmas musical that you may or may not have put on. I'm just gonna keep it right.
All right, what do you want?
Save it for
what do you
day.
Want?
No, actually, just save it back.
The second one was a better one.
I'm just gonna right back here, rainy day.
That's great because we don't have many Jack's embarrassing stories.
Exactly. Know? It's just
these are things I don't like to talk about.
So yeah, I got both of Jack's sisters and his mom to give me the details. So.
Both? What?
Yep. Yep. Anyways,
I got stories on them.
I don't think they care as much.
So if we hit the 1300 mark on the patrons level, yeah,
there you go. Well, my sister,
we hear all about Jack's vestigial tail.
My sister, one of my sisters, just recently dislocated her knee in three spots.
No, I thought it was broken in three spots. That's what she
broken
said.
Broken in three spots, and I felt bad because when she said she fell down this. Steps in her garage and hurt her knee. I put a video of help. I've fallen. I can't get up. Of course, the next day I hear, oh, I go. Oh, well, now I feel bad. But when she first hurt that same knee, she was like 11 or 12. When I was a kid, you used to be able to dial your phone number, the first four numbers, and hit 333. Hit pound 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 pound. It would ring your phone. Well, my sister was addicted to answering the phone, so she only has one knee. So she's hopping through the house. So I literally sit in the family room, dial the number, hit 333, hang up the phone, it would ring. I'd hear her hopping to the kitchen. She'd go, hello, hello, hello.
Oh, you're going to hell for that one.
She'd hop back to her room. I'd wait till she got back. I did it again. This went on for hours. So again, was I a bad brother?
No, yeah. It's awesome.
So come on, that's fun. That's funny.
Another Facebook topic was the Music Hall of Fame list, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Oh yeah,
lists.
Those are awesome. Weak choices.
Yeah, like Bon Jovi, number one.
Yeah,
he's living on a prayer, man.
He's well, I mean, not because he's like leading in first place in that poll.
I voted for Bon Jovi.
There's nobody left.
What much did you run? It was kind of like the current, the last election.
No, I mean you got Radiohead.
Yeah, that's the only one I voted for is Radiohead.
You've got Rage Against the Machine. You got Rage Against the Machine, another one of the best rock bands in the past 20 years. So nah, those I are didn't. Two I don't think I voted for them. Of the more recent bands. You got Depeche Mode, who.
Yeah.
I mean, really, how many bands of the 90s and after
I voted for Depressed Mood.
Or or as some kid in my local record store says, Depeche Mode. He wanted to throw something at.
What's wrong with mispronouncing a name once in a while?
I do it all the time. So.
I know this fantastic musician would not be on one of Matt's lists, but Nina Simone.
Oh, yeah.
One of the best voices in music. And yes. Just,
I actually had someone tell me that she didn't have a good voice, and
I love her voice
because like they
it's
were more
so
of a,
unique.
Yeah, it is very unique, but like they were more of a Billie Holiday type fan. They wanted the more what's classic
your,
sound.
Jay, what's your take? What's your take on Janis Joplin?
I think she's good. I don't get the love.
I've never
loved her as much as some people like idolize her. I've never had that for Janis Joplin, but.
I brought this
Maybe I'd like her better if I did.
But I mean, the thing about Janis Joplin is, I mean, she didn't write hardly any of her material. But what was interesting about Janis Joplin is that she was one of the first women to really not sing pretty. You know, like she sang, I don't want to say sang like a man, but
bluesy.
It was bluesy, but it was throaty, just downright.
She didn't have that pop.
Yeah, she didn't. She you know, balls to the wall, just let it rip. And that's what was interesting about her.
She wouldn't have sung Downtown.
No, she wouldn't have sung Downtown. But that's what, you know, and then I said, because like, and Chris agreed, is like, if you listen to like Alabama Shakes, for example, which is a current band, that girl who sings for them sings almost exactly like Janis Joplin. And it's
Marlo Thomas. Yeah,
she's actually always compared to Janis Joplin.
Marlo Thomas is that girl?
No. But no, because again, I think she has a very blues-based style. That's why I think Alabama Shakes is very blues, you know, rock blues kind of focus. If I look at Nina Simone's work, that's one
Brittany Howard, by the way,
Howard. Okay, I love her. I love Alabama Shakes. They do like Sound and Color is one of my favorite songs in the past like 5 years.
So good,
excellent.
But Nina Simone has an amazing voice. She is an amazing pianist, like a fan. She was.
Are we back to talking about Vandals?
American Vandal.
Pianist.
Pianist. Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. This is a PG show.
Another day, another dick.
Pianist.
What are you holding there, Jay?
Piano. Okay, yeah. Piano.
Yeah, I realized it had to be. I realized it had to be a piano because it was too big.
Piano. Piano. Well, this is only a 49-key MIDI controller, so this isn't a full size. This isn't a full size one.
That's what you tell the women. That's okay with me.
Just don't forget the ball hair, Jay.
It's really, really, Colleen, it's only 49 keys. Really, that's all I can handle.
Anyway, it's not a full 88.
Full 88.
It's not a full set, but it'll get the job done.
I was born this way. Back off.
But so amazing pianist, and then somebody that challenged the system. It's pianist. You guys are all a bunch of dumb kid in the gutter.
That's like, why Chris is Dylan. I'm his friend, whatever that guy's name is.
Bro.
Yeah,
you're so a teacher. You're such a teacher move right there, bro.
I like he has to go down to that. What's that place to take a dump?
Precious moments. Precious moments.
The antique shop to go take a dump.
Because his friend has a pad. His mom has a padded toilet. Can I just say, my mom used to have a padded toilet.
I agree. The problem with the padded toilet, too, is especially if you're in the South.
Is that a sequel? Padded toilet, too?
You'll stick to it.
You stick to it. It's if you're in a humid situation, you stick to it. It's the worst.
But it is good because growing up in California, you get cold. So it is, you know, middle of the night. It was warmer, the padded toilet.
Well, if somebody just used it, it'd be warmer.
No, it was warmer than a regular wooden toilet seat.
Hmm. Wait, how many taking dumps in the middle of the night? Usually if you're going in the middle of the night, it's like going pee. Do you take middle of the night dumps, Jack? Is this what we're finding out?
When I was a kid, yeah, sometimes.
Are you a Twilight dumper?
A Twilight dumper, yeah, sure.
Episode title.
Twilight dumper. I mean, Jack, I think you're...
Am I pretty much describing Twilight?
But seriously, like, so you take dumps in the middle of the night when you're a kid? That's weird.
Why is it weird?
Who wakes up in the middle of the night and takes dumps?
Who said I was awake? Sometimes I stayed up watching The Tonight Show.
So you sleepwalk dump?
No, I was awake. I never slept.
A pre-bed late night dump.
I'd be like 10, 11 years old watching Tonight Show, watching Tomorrow Show with Tom Schneider, and then I'd get as many LA stations as I could.
You aren't waking up in the middle of your sleep cycle and taking
No.
Okay.
That would be weird.
That's weird. That's disgusting.
So Twilight Dumper, like that blows my mind, though. It's like who is there anybody that wakes up and then has to take a dump in the middle of the night?
Would you rather it go in your pants?
I guess if you had diarrhea. I'm saying, but like a normal occurrence.
I know someone in our family is comfortable with it, but that's okay.
Yeah,
you know what I'm talking about? Yeah, your son. He loves
three.
His poop. He's almost three and a half.
Three and a half, whatever. He poops a lot sometimes, but anyway.
He's a
so pooper. According to Reader's Digest...
This is a Reader's Digest?
The sophisticated, intelligent neurons in your gut that control colon contractions, which push out waste, are also influenced by your body's circadian rhythm, the internal clock that wakes you when it's light out and makes you feel sleepy at night. Ergo, you don't have to poop at night. You have to pee at night, though.
Mm. Yeah, that's true.
Well, that goes on without question for me.
So, Ren Mike... Age. From the Chatterbox sent me an interesting toilet-related story the other day, and this was perfect.
Hey, did they ever promote our show?
I don't know.
Well, I guess it shows enough of us to listen to it. So,
well, our ratings dropped, so I wouldn't think they would.
All right, so let's call. Maybe let's call
they
off
did.
The
maybe
band.
They did, and that's why it dropped.
Yeah. Ah, there you go.
So the story is our toilet broke. So while I was shopping for new ones, and the salesperson joked. No doubt for the minute time that I'll want one that automatically puts the seat down after I'm finished with it. I joked back and said, if I didn't have a wife, I could save money and not buy one with the seat because I'd never have to
put it down again. To which he gave me a strange look and said, but what about when you need to poop? I naturally pointed out that I'm a guy and therefore I don't put the seat down. I sit on the rim of the bowl. Several embarrassing moments later, I realized I've misunderstood my entire life that guys do indeed use the toilet seat.
No, wait, this is legit.
This is somebody, yeah, some guy's story.
Dylan? left.
Hey, so no, this is not Red Mike. So Red Mike has not been.
This is not Red Mike. This is a story that he has shared.
Okay.
He sent me to read.
I'm saying it is. I'm saying BS. It is Red Mike.
a friend of his.
Asking for.
That's why he's always so uptight.
Oh God, that's the most. That's got to be so uncomfortable. Plus, oh, yeah. If you think about splash, like this,
the splashdown. Yeah. It's even closer.
You're so much so closer. You're getting splashed back.
I mean, think about how narrow that is. You know, and it's hard porcelain on your butt bones. I mean, God,
that explains it. Well, he's always arguing with everyone on the internet. Yeah, it's got to be him.
That's rough.
No, really, really, who does that?
Apparently this person.
So if there are any Twilight poopers out there.
What was it?
Do you put the seat down?
There's either a cartoon or something.
Or do you hover? I thought he was just squatting, but sitting on the
hover
in the room.
If that dude used a squatty potty, his ass would be in the water.
Yeah, you know, I think if you got a good squat without the toilet seat there, you probably.
That's kind of like a bidet, isn't it? If you're just
kind of, yeah.
If you're just already in the water, you're saving
two in one. Yeah.
Yeah, saving. You're saving the environment, right?
I want to say it was South Park. It could have been The Simpsons or something, but I'm pretty sure it was a cartoon where they did that, where it's talking about how like Benjamin Franklin and it designed the original toilet and how we've been doing it wrong the entire time. How we're supposed to sit, we sit forward, and like that way the back of the bowl was for you could write and put a candle there and write while you sit. I was like, that's so brilliant.
That was South Park, because the whole time it was the whole toilet seat versus toilet seat down.
Right.
One of the boys, he was a kid and he kept leaving it up. And then his mom kept saying, you got to put the toilet seat down. So then the mom, he didn't put the toilet seat down. So the mom goes pee in the middle of the night. She falls into the bowl. And then she tries to flush and it actually kills her because the suction toilet pulls her. So his mom dies because he didn't put the toilet seat down.
We're laughing at a mom dying.
It's a cartoon. And so then it's kind of a discussion about TSA and everything, because then they start having security guards for the toilets. So when you go in, you have to have a seatbelt to buckle you in when you go to the toilet.
I've always put the seat down, just for record.
And but at the end, you find there's this way to communicate to ghosts and the person that invented the toilet. But Butters, he actually takes off his pants and sits forward. And then he's like, well, then where else would you have a shelf to read your comic books? That's right, that thing's there. So then the ghost comes in.
You got to kind of agree with Butters.
Yeah, because it's like, okay, you have a nice little shelf to read a book. Or
like, why not?
Yeah. Wow.
That's where I read John Adams.
So, and then the ghost who invented the toilet said, yes, where else would you have your shelf to then, you know, write your things under candlelight or whatever?
Actually, that's a great invention.
Mm-hmm. It's already there. The toilet's already there for you. Actually, a big reveal for me with toilet use was the covers,
just,
the toilet
just,
seat
just
covers.
Down the drain.
No, no, just toilet seat covers. I always thought you would have, you know, the flap. I always thought it went back like that, you know, the flap in the middle of a toilet seat cover.
No, it goes in the front.
It's the other way around. It's the front. I always thought it was the back.
Oh, yeah, we talked about that before. Yeah.
Did we talk about that before? Okay, that was a mind-blowing thing where I was like, oh,
are you just now learning that?
No, it's probably like 6-7 years ago, but I grew up.
It blew my mind as well, because no one ever tells you. It's not like someone trained you how you
to me, it's common sense. What else would you do?
No, because the curve part of it, you think it traces the curve of the toilet.
The
curve
because
it doesn't. It doesn't. You do it the opposite way to where when you...
Because the other way is just catching. It's catching stuff, so you do it the other way.
Yeah, so you just got to do the toilet paper nest and call it a day.
That's if there's no toilet seat cover. If there's no toilet seat cover, you have to do the toilet paper nest. But if there is there's toilet seat covers, I'd much rather use toilet seat covers.
If you guys ever go to India, it'll blow your mind, because there are no toilet seat covers.
That'd be fine. It's just a little hole, right? I'd be fine.
No,
the whole thing
about it. Europe does not.
people in Europe don't go to the bathroom. You can't find a bathroom in Europe.
You can, but they're clean. But like I'm saying, in India, they do have Western toilets. But instead of toilet seat covers, there's a shower nozzle in there. And you're supposed to clean the toilet with the shower nozzle. And that's how you do it. Like, you literally clean the toilet seat every time. And the floors are drenched with water, which is just really odd.
Sure, that's water.
So it's like a beach bathroom where it's like all the seawater and everything, or you don't know if it's seawater or piss. Like, it's just,
you're not quite sure. Yeah.
It doesn't matter at that point because you're standing there. I mean, it's just, what are you gonna do?
Yeah.
It's part of going to the beach.
Look,
you don't care.
Probably the cleanest thing anyway. There.
You know, someone mentioned Ben Franklin. Mm-hmm. I just learned it recently. He put his son in jail for being anti-American.
Huh. Okay.
And he wouldn't let him see, I guess his wife was dying or something was going on, or his wife was having a baby. Can't remember exactly. And he said, no, he can't get out to go see the...
What was anti-American in the late 1700s? Was it British?
Well
it's definitely not a war for revolution or anything. That wouldn't be. You started a war, Dad!
Come on, Dad. I'm kneeling before that flag. We don't have a flag yet, son.
I'm talking about the Union Jack, all right? I'm talking about Britannia.
he drank too much tea. I think that's what it was.
I'm talking about respecting the queen and everything she represents or he represents.
It was the king.
Benjamin Franklin wasn't from Tennessee, dude.
Exactly. Why is he got an accent? That's what I was wondering. Like, that's from Pennsylvania.
Well, yeah. He's from Pennsylvania.
Maybe I want to still be British, Dad, and you had to go fight a war against our
He's still from Tennessee. I don't know what's going on.
I want to be British, Dad. We talk.
So I've learned history all wrong.
I want to be British, Daddy.
I want to live in the South.
I don't know if you guys are watching Vice Principals, but Michael Goggins, who was on
Justified, The Shield.
He plays an awesome character on Vice Principals.
He's an amazing actor.
What really threw me off this last episode, the one that was yesterday, was when he pulls the glass of wine away from his wife and he spills the wine on his
shirt. I haven't seen season two yet.
Oh, well, it's not a spoiler or anything, but he spills his wine on his shoes and pants, and he goes, oh, no, my Billy Reed's, which I thought was the weirdest thing, because Billy Reed is a Southern clothing designer that has only got like 5 stores. And I was like, good God, like someone really did their research for Southern luxury clothing to get that right.
Well, it must be, Jody Hill and the main actor on it. What's his name?
Guy from the
Eastbound and Down, that lead actor, Gamby, Neil
William
Gamby.
Goggins.
No. Neil, the guy Danny plays Neil McBride. Gamby. Dan McBride. They must be from South Carolina because they have Bojangles, they have so much. And it's filmed in South Carolina.
Oh, is it?
So is Eastbound and Down. So they must just be from there.
Yeah, because it's where Ben Franklin's son lived.
But when I was saying that, I was picturing Michael Goggins, you know, metrosexual Southerner.
Yeah.
But there is some of those Southern accents that are very effeminate, but they're male. They're very male, like Lindsey Graham. Like, it's just a very effeminate kind of Southern accent. Yeah, that's not a criticism. I'm just saying it's a very, you know.
Nothing like this.
I'm not saying it's a knock on it.
There goes our South Carolina.
No, I'm just saying.
Jace just destroyed.
It's not a knock. It's not a knock.
You just destroyed Pennsylvania. We just lost Pennsylvania and South Carolina.
No, I'm not. I'm not saying it's a knock.
You want to piss on the other 48 states?
It's a very high pitch. You know,
Well, is there a theory about it on who his character is really? Not that anything wrong with it, but is there? Is there a theory on it?
No, I think
think
he's just a metrosexual kind of.
Well, it's
just some Southern people like what's that?
Nick?
They make a show, Chrisley Knows Best or something.
I'm not helping you any, Jay, with this. You
know those Southern people.
We just lost
Texas, Jay.
No, I'm saying it's a thing.
You got 25 states you haven't pissed on yet, Jake. Come on, go on. What about Oklahoma, Jay? There's got to be something wrong with Oklahoma.
I'm going to go ahead and jump in and save
Jay for a second. So Danny McBride is he is from Statesboro, Georgia.
Okay.
And Walton Goggins is from Birmingham, Alabama.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so that's a kind of, you know,
Walter Goggins is an amazing actor, though.
He is, but that's why it's fantastic is the character he's playing in Vice Principals is completely different than anything else he's done. But anyway, it's a fantastic show.
Have Nick and Chris, have you seen Justified?
No. Nope.
Come on. All right. After you need to watch
it's
Justified.
On Amazon Prime, I think.
I know the show. I just never watched it.
That's great. You know the show.
I know the actor. I knew he was from that. I knew he was from lots of things.
I'm guarantee you will be hooked on the show 5 minutes.
He was from the Shield too, I think, right?
Shield. Yeah, I said it earlier in the podcast, but thanks for listening.
There wasn't.
Jay's doing this. I said from the Shield.
Jack, you remember too that you're like breaking out every.
Jack
other
probably said he's from the Shield.
I don't know why I'm breaking up, but I'm yelling. I know what it is, but I'm yelling louder, thinking that's going to help. It's like when an American speaks to someone in a foreign country. Can you understand me? I don't know. That's what I'm.
Or actually,
what are you talking about? I'm English.
See, Nick just did it. That's what I'm talking about.
We're from Britannia.
You can't make fun of people up north. Well, great. These make fun of the people up north, Nick. Now we have no listeners. We still have the West Coast.
Where do you think Britannia is, Jack? That's not north.
I thought you were doing a northern accent.
No,
it wasn't a northern accent.
Oh, you can hear that.
Yeah.
I didn't break up during that.
You know, Britannia, it's Maine, New York, mm-hmm. Connecticut, Britannia.
F off.
Britannia, that's exactly how they say it. Nothing like a good lobster roll in Britannia.
I've never had a lobster roll.
What?
I've never had one.
Jesus.
Did I lose my Patriots?
And yet he picks a pork chop at a steak restaurant, ladies and gentlemen.
You saw a post on our I tagged you guys on our Facebook.
But you noticed that restaurant wasn't steaks. It wasn't something steaks.
Yeah, BJ.
They served you with a ramekin. That was not a steakhouse.
Oh, go to hell.
I'll buy you a beer and get there.
I can't vote. I can't eat anything other than a steak when I go to a steakhouse because I'm a sheep.
That's actually a pretty good one. The accent, Jack.
Thank you.
That's a little foghorn, leghorn there, but it's pretty good.
I said I
want a pork chop. You don't want no chicken.
You're telling me that your finest dining here is for steak? Give me that pork chop, son.
You don't know what you're talking about. You've never had it.
I'm from the South, and as you know, I have a little rebel in me, and I'm going to go pork chop at your fine steak establishment.
So you're making fun of Nick here. And why would Nick go for the pork chop? Your guys are all out. You're all out. All three of you are out. I'm taking Dan the Serial Killer. JP.
If he's not caught by then. Exactly. He's probably.
He'll get away with it. Hasn't been caught yet.
Hey, he did let two people escape alive out of Utah last week, so he slipped.
I was in Utah, and I climbed up those mountains, and I'll tell you what, it's very easy to
tip somebody off the edge. Nobody wants time to kill you. It's not worth it.
Well, there was this one point where it's very thin, and it was 2,000 feet up in the air.
Did you get stuck?
No, but we were coming back down, and this other couple was coming through. And this other couple's coming through. I was like, okay, I'll stand on the outside and you can walk by me. And I was like, God, what's to stop that person just from like pushing me over the edge of this mountain and killing me? And I was like, maybe Dan would do that.
Morality.
Is that
of course. But I was like, what would stop them?
It's against the law.
And that stopped people from killing people.
Were you with your coworkers?
Precipice. Yeah.
So there'd be no witnesses.
I just say it was that moment of I'm letting them walk by me and I'm on the edge and it's just you know,
be like, we didn't like Jay anyway. He's kind of a jerk.
Actually, another interesting thing about that hike is it was a 5 mile hike, but it was 2,000 foot incline. Whoa. And near the top, we were coming and there's this little Yorkie dog that was jumping up the rocks or the boulders as we're going up.
Okay, you were hallucinating at that point.
I know, I swear to God. And then the owner,
or the Yorkie jumping up and down.
I swear to God, I swear.
Okay,
but that's not even the craziest part. That's not even the craziest part.
Wait, no, change it to goat.
No, it was a little Yorkie. It was a tiny little thing. It was this big. But the craziest part was the owner, 49 keys. 49 keys, not a full size.
All right, Nick, now you're on my good side. You can come through, Chris. You can come with the serial killer and JP.
The owner of this Yorkie, she was pregnant, obviously pregnant, but I wasn't going to like broach the subject because you just generally don't with somebody. But she was pretty obviously pregnant. But there was a woman that was on our hike, a coworker.
So what are you getting at? That she
said congratulations to this woman, and she said thank you. So now the door is open.
For having the Yorkie?
For being pregnant. So the door is open, and I was like, oh, so how far along with you? And she's like, well, we're due tomorrow.
What?
Whoa. And I was like, what? This was an intense hike. Like I tripled my move goal on my watch. It was an insane hike, the hardest hike I've ever done in my life.
Okay,
and she was going up it.
Come on. Was it just a flight of stairs?
No, it was one. You're in Utah.
The elevator's closed.
You're in Utah, so the air's already thin at Salt Lake City. So it was above Salt Lake City, and there's another 2,000 feet above Salt Lake City. So the air was thin. It was not a clear path. Like there was boulders, we had to climb up the rocks and then cross rivers.
Well, how'd the Yorkie make it up so high?
That's one thing. But again, I was just like, this is insane. Like you're due tomorrow. What if you have to give birth on the top of this mountain? There's no cell reception.
Were you there?
What are you talking about? I was there. She kept walking up. We were on our way back down from the.
How do I deliver a baby?
You can't because there's no cell reception. There's no cell reception. Well, period.
You've never seen ER.
Okay, there's complications. What if it's an sure? If it's an easy one, but
has your wife had a baby?
It blew my mind that, and she was in like,
you know,
19 hours.
Well, what shocked me is, you know, that family was just rescued in Afghanistan.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes.
That she was her and her husband went on a hike in Afghanistan when she was 7 months pregnant.
Okay, this person was in the mountains of Utah a day before their due date.
They were in Afghanistan.
Okay,
hiking.
Anyway,
we're not well liked there. I just was kind of shocked that
who goes that story hiking? Seems fishy to me, though.
Yeah, it seems a bit weird.
I wouldn't go hiking in Afghanistan. I'm not pregnant. I might look like it, but I'm not pregnant. I just I don't get it. But that's just me. Anyway.
But it was crazy. It was nuts. I was like, that's insane. So if somebody's born tomorrow, it was called the Silver Lake hike, or Silver Lake was basically a lake on top of a mountain.
Hmm. Well, she must hike. Did she look pregnant, or she just was?
No, she looked. It was.
She's 9 months.
It was like this, and it's like it was super.
Well, that's just crazy. Did she have other kids?
Her husband was there. No, it was her first kid. It was her first, you know, child or whatever.
Was her husband a doctor?
No, he was just like this. Were
they having planning to have a natural birth somewhere, or just was it?
I didn't get that far into. I was just like, you're insane.
Well, that would help. That would help the story. Know more about it,
but one, because there's like moose and stuff like that, and moose will kill you. So we wanted to get back down before it got dark. That's when the animals started to come out. There, we had bear mace, so we had everything prepared.
The moose would kill you. Did you have moose mace?
The mace doesn't stop a moose. Moose kills more people a year than bears do. So
what do you do if a moose is charging at you?
You run as fast as you can, as long as you can. It will kill you within 50.
I'm a fan of Rocky. No. Rocky and Bullwinkle? No.
They're huge. They're huge.
I get it. They're big. They're bigger than your piano. I get it. They're bigger than your piano.
Much bigger. Take like 7 of these and then you'll have the height of.
They're bigger than the full 88.
They're bigger than the full 88. Correct.
Well, crazy story. Actually, a girl that I went to CCD with or Sunday school with back in my hometown in Westfield.
What does that stand for?
I don't even know.
Good Catholic you are.
I'll tell you right now. CCD. Google.
I went to Catholic school, so I didn't have to go to Sunday school.
Confraternity of Christian Doctrine.
Ooh, nice.
It's Sunday school, so you have to take it, these classes to be confirmed.
I know. I remember Jay had to take those, and the girls had to take them.
Oh, I took those classes. Yeah.
So, anyways,
that's why I got in trouble for saying the Catholic Church is nothing more than like Amway, but that's okay.
This girl that I knew from going to CCD, she actually lived the next town over, but went to my church. She and her boyfriend were killed by a moose.
You feel bad now, Jay, making all those jokes?
No, because
they were the first confirmed vehicular death caused by a moose on the Mass Turnpike.
So they were in their
car. They were driving down the Mass.
What kind of car did they have?
I have no idea.
No, obviously, they were driving beat a moose.
Well, no, nothing will be a moose. So they're driving their car on the Mass Pike, I-90, and they hit a moose. And what happens is if you hit a moose, you're going to take out its legs, and then its torso will just crush you. And it's exactly what happened. So the torso came down and crushed the car.
Deer. Jay, we were driving the first year we were here, weren't we? And that girl in front of us hit a deer.
But again, take a deer and times that by 10. That's a moose. Yeah.
But it's funny because it smashed the crap out of the car. And the deer, we stopped. I got out of the car and the deer jumps up and runs away. And her whole car was smashed in.
Yeah.
Thanks for stopping.
The average weight of a male moose is between 840 to 1,500 pounds.
Wow. Yeah, it's no joke. The person that led our hike lives in Salt Lake City. My counterpart lives in Salt Lake City. He took his family on the hike the week before, and they ran into a family of moose. They almost literally ran into a family of moose, and it was getting dark, and there's no cell reception. He thought his family was going to die, and they actually had a trail blaze around. And again, there's no trail, so it actually snowed. They had to go
There's nothing you can do to prevent yourself from getting killed by a moose other than avoiding the moose.
Away. Yeah, so really? You have to stay at least 50 feet away from the moose. Yeah,
they should stay in Britannia where they belong.
So what do you do?
They stand about 6.5 feet at the shoulder. At the shoulder.
So the bears are not that big a deal because you have the stuff to scare the bear. You have the spray in their face, right? Mace.
The bears aren't as territorial as moose are.
But the moose, you got to worry about them.
They'll trample you. That's what they do.
There's no food you can spray. What do they eat? I mean,
they're like a deer. They eat just, shrubs and berries.
It's just gigantic compared.
Yeah. Some like bread. You could throw the bread that way and run the other way?
No, because if they think you're threatening their space, if you're within 50 feet, they'll charge you. But and then they can run
I don't. I don't want your space. Go. I'm just up here to see the lady give birth to her kid. That's the only reason I came up here.
My counterpart in Salt Lake City, his name's JJ.
Holy crap, that is a big moose.
Yeah. And that's a normal moose.
Yeah.
Man.
They're huge.
Watch me pull a rabbit out of my hat.
The base of the trip that he had this beautiful house. He just built it. He custom built it. And it was awesome. So he had his basement, like his kind of man cave basement where he had, the games and stuff like that. But then he had a bookshelf.
He had a bunch of toys?
No. But he had a bookshelf. And the bookshelf, you would touch the third level of the bookshelf, and the bookshelf opened up to reveal a movie theater.
A moose.
A movie theater in his basement. It was amazing. Cool.
Jealous?
It was multi-tiered, and there were the, the movie theater seats where you like can recline. Raleigh Grand. It was awesome. It was so cool.
Is this in Utah?
Yeah, Utah. Salt Lake
I want
City,
to move
yeah.
to Utah.
I've always said that if I won the lotto and could build the house of my dreams, I'd have hidden rooms all in that thing. It'd be so awesome. Just like
I was just like, anywhere we just like oh, it's this nice, a very nice house. Yeah. It was very cool. But then it was just because none of our comrades, Bo, he was just like, oh, is this the? So he touches the third shelf and then it opens up and it's like a movie theater. I was like, oh my god, it's so cool. So,
my wife wants to move to a like a ranch house, not to have two stories because we're getting older and I can barely walk up the stairs now as it is. I said, okay, we can move, but I have to have a basement. That's my only requirement. I have to have a basement. I want to rent this house out. I said, why would we sell this house? Rent this house out, we'll buy another house, and
because you're in Southeast Raleigh, I have to have a basement. The type of tenants you'll get in Southeast Raleigh are probably not ones you'd want to rent.
I I could still get a lot of money for it. Doesn't matter. Why do you hate on Raleigh? Why do you hate?
No, I don't hate on Raleigh. I'm saying if you're going to rent, who's going to rent the home? Are there going to be people that are going to tear up your house and you have to pay to fix it, or vice versa?
I'm assuming there'll be nice law-abiding citizens that would just,
you know what they say about assuming.
Using the toilet the proper way and have a regular-sized piano.
Anyway, so we should probably close out the show soon. Any final things we want to talk
close
about?
Close it out. I want to talk about a pillow. But no. Go ahead, Nick.
So but there we talk. It's more interesting.
Well, sometimes.
How do you know it's more interesting?
Yeah,
because it's Jack. It's either for you. It's going to be something about baldism, or the kids on blue bloods.
You can keep making the same analogy. What's worse, me making the same jokes or you making the same analogy? I think you. You just being on the podcast. But let's move on. Nick,
so redundant.
Well, it doesn't matter what I say now. It's going to be a letdown. speaking of.
Wait, this will be the greatest thing that's ever said on any podcast ever recorded, ever. Of the 1 billion podcasts out there.
Well, because Chris was talking about like vehicular deaths by moose. It made me think of this story. I was at a car museum, and you know how when you're falling behind a semi-truck, you see that little U-bar that's below the back of the trailer truck?
Mm. Yes.
You know what that's called?
No.
It's called the Mansfield bar.
Okay.
I figured Jack would get it. But anyway, so Jane Mansfield, the actress.
Oh, got it now.
Yeah. So
I didn't put two and two together.
I still don't get it. Tell me why.
Okay, so
Jane Mansfield.
Yeah. She died in a car wreck, Jay. Her manager and her second husband were riding in the front seat of a car and back in those old cars.
Not the bodybuilder.
Yeah, I don't. And back in those days, you had the windshield. You didn't have any kind of safety thing above the base of the car. Well, they were following behind. Back then, you had these mosquito trucks that sprayed DEET to kill all the stuff in the ditches. And the cloud was so thick, they didn't see that there was a truck there, and they slammed in the back of a truck. And then
it
peeled the – okay, yeah, he is.
Oh,
peeled the back of the car. And that was back when you didn't have to have anything below the bed of a truck. And so that's why they put those there, is because it killed them all.
Yeah. Who's James Mansfield's daughter?
Kappa was detated.
Who's her daughter?
I just screen shared that picture, not realizing that there is a dead body of Jane Mansfield in the bottom of the picture. I do apologize.
Well, I didn't notice it.
There's only four of us that could see it, so it's okay. Not like she was killed by a moose. Who's her daughter? Famous actress.
She is another famous actress. I can't think of who it is right at the moment.
Well, which show is she in?
Julia Child. Famous.
Julia Child?
You know that Julia Child was actually a CIA agent?
Oh, is that one of those made up? That's one of those made up things like Mr. Rogers was a CIA agent. That's not true.
Look it up.
It's a beautiful day in our CIA neighborhood.
I have a You know, another story. It's okay. It's not that great, but so I went and saw First Aid Kit on Thursday night, which is
they're fun. Yeah, they're good.
Yeah, it's a Swedish sister duo. If anyone doesn't know them, check them out. They're a great band, and I had been listening to them since 2009 because I had covered this song "Tiger," "One Me and Jay Like" by Fleet Foxes. And I had bought like one record by them. I was like, oh, they're coming to town. I'll go check them out. Well, apparently it sold out in one day. And when I got there, like I had an extra ticket and, people were like, do you have an extra ticket? Dude, I'll pay whatever. And you're like, crap, And so the guy I ended up selling it to was a rather large guy. And I immediately regretted selling it to him because he took up half of my seat. And it was one of those where I'm just kind of like sitting like this,
You didn't have a date from bagels and coffees?
No.
Coffee and bagels?
Couldn't get a date. But so
I'm disappointed.
Midway through the first song, I hear this girl's voice go, I think you're in my seat. And then I kind of don't even look at him. I go, no, I'm in the right seat. The usher sat me on the numbers go like this. It can be misleading. Now, if I look up, it's Kirsten Dunst.
What?
Yeah. Oh, what?
Yeah. And she sat right next to me the entire concert.
Whoa. Okay.
Did you say, you ask her, how come you're dating that guy from Friday Night Lights and Breaking Bad? Or did she marry the guy?
I don't know.
She's engaged to him.
Yeah. What's really? your did you have conversation with her? Did you try to have a good,
I never let on who she was. We just, you know, as typical concert people, you know, she was doing like the whole like, oh, this is a good song, you know, and like she'd look at me and I'd go, I like this song. I'm like, yeah, it's cool, you know, but like I just let her have her moment.
Did she have a date? Was she with a date or by herself?
No, she's with her mom and her sister.
Her mom and her sister, not her fiance.
But what if this was your chance? Like, because you're single, you're looking to mingle. Like, what if this was right?
She's engaged to be married.
You could have dated Kirsten Dunst.
Could have. She's no, older. She's younger than me. So,
I think you have a chance because the guy she's dating, I don't know.
Yeah, the scrub. This was your chance. It was serendipitous.
You blew it, Nick. All the stars were aligned.
This was the story where, like, your mom thought she had my seat, but she was wrong. This was your story. How I Met Your Mother. This was it.
I don't know. Did you watch How I Met Your Mother? Pee Wee Herman today. I wanted everything. I want your bike, Francis.
Oh. You didn't do it. You didn't do us. You didn't do us.
Jay's got a Pee Wee Herman doll.
Shocker, but that doesn't sound anything like him.
the problem with like pull string toys is eventually their voice boxes get
because you're pulling your toy too much. That's a problem.
I can't do it.
Olivia Benson is the woman that plays Olivia Benson is James Mansfield's daughter.
Oh wow, I would have guessed that one. Okay.
I wanted to talk about pillows for a second.
All right, quickly.
All right. I talked about a couple.
Did he get muted or just stop?
He stopped. Okay. Or his jacker net kicked in. Yeah. We don't know.
It's like Michael Jackson.
Jacker net and the Twilight Poopers.
All right. So anyway, I had a question about pillows. Can you laugh like a man?
When you get in your upper 50s, pillows is a conversation you need to have.
No, I'm talking about pillows.
This is why we get all the listeners.
When I have this conversation, when I get out of my Lexus, I put my pillow down the toilet seat at 3 o'clock in the morning, and I take a deuce.
The padded rim.
The best. I've told you.
I get the best bamboo filled toilet seat covers in the world.
I'm telling you, the best thing about Alexa is that it wipes your ass for you. There's a little button there.
I can take a dump at 3 o'clock in the morning and switch lanes without using my blinker.
Blinker. Who uses a blinker?
It's a blinker, kid.
Blanca.
Blanca. Go Patriots.
Or has the Britannia say, the Pats, blanker, dude. The blanker.
The Pats.
All right, Jack, tell your pillow story.
No, I had a question for the panel on pillows. Does anybody like the warm side of the pillow?
No one likes a warm pillow.
No, that's a well-defined fact.
My wife ordered a pillow. I think I talked about a couple weeks ago on Amazon, janejack.com/Amazon. One side is cool. The other side is warm. I said, why the hell would you order? Why would a pillow? Who wants a warm? She goes, what about in the winter? I go, still nobody wants a warm side pillow. Yeah.
That's one of the benefits of winter because, you know, like your sheets and pillow are cool.
Could you just stop? No one cares what you have to say.
I'm just pulling at you, Jack.
It's like when you take a dump at 3 a.m. and you're all hot and sweaty because, you know, you're.
Why does it have to be 3 a.m.?
You were just struggling.
That's when you take a dump, Jack.
And you get back in the cold bed and you're just like,
okay.
You know,
that was the best Twilight poop I've ever taken.
So, anyway, she orders these pillows on janejack.com/Amazon. And one side's cool.
So
one
big. It was the biggest poop you've ever seen. It was
bigger than Jay's 48-inch piano. 44 keys, 48 keys piano. No, big,
49 keys, 49.
It wasn't as big as 88.
Biggest poop I ever saw was Warm Taffy. I'm not kidding.
All of Warm Taffy's a big poop?
Basically.
He's a poop guy?
He's a poop machine. Anyway, so she orders it, and now I can't sleep because I move around. I probably do more exercise at night sleeping than any time during the day. So I flip and sometimes I get the warm side. and it wakes me up. And I said, why would you order? Why? Who? And she goes, and like I said, the whole winter thing. So I'm right, though, right? Nobody wants a warm pillow.
No.
So why would they sell a pillow that has a warm side? It has a cold side and a warm side.
For marketing, because people will see that and make, oh, that's cool. It does that.
But why would anybody want the warm side?
Maybe the only way they can guarantee one side is cool is that the other side's warm. That's the only way they can.
BS.
The technology is not there yet to where you have both sides.
I'd rather be killed by a moose than have a warm side pillow. I'm just saying it now.
Being trampled, like to apologize to all the victims of moose.
Yeah, exactly.
Violence out there.
My friend from high school.
Yeah.
Jack.
All right, I apologize. I apologize to Dylan's friends, but
dang, Jack is just uncaring.
Okay. How many people killed by a moose could actually listen to us?
That's horrible.
Why is that horrible?
Because it's like it's the one of the most common deaths by animals is moose. It's more than a bear or a shark or whatever.
Oh. Sure. How many movies have been made about a moose?
Because it's horrible. No, being trampled is like
because
the worst death.
There's Jaws 1, 2, 3, 4, Grizzly, which was a movie from a bear.
The Revenant.
Another one. There you go.
Yeah, and then the one with Anthony Hopkins.
Which one's that?
The one with the guy from Lost that doesn't know who you guys are. He gets eaten by the bear.
Oh. He gets eaten by the bear?
He gets eaten by the bear, yeah. It's awesome.
Cool. Great.
What's the name of that? Darkness something? I can look it up. Hold on.
I'd pay to see that.
Continue.
All right. Let's wrap up this show.
Great, Jason.
To our patrons.
Well, wait. So we all agree with me on the pillows.
Yeah, nobody's going to argue that.
Yeah.
You'd want a warm side of the school.
Your mom did.
You never seen the movie The Edge, 1997? It's good. You should watch it.
Jack, that was the most honest your mom joke you've ever had. That was really good.
Your mom did.
Your mom!
Anyways, give us a call.
Dump it.
385-309-0311. Call anytime.
You know, no one ever calls, so just move on.
Email us at jandjack@gmail.com.
We actually do have an email for our top five most movies we've watched, but nobody ever wants to do it.
Okay, no, and
we
then
said, we said we'd do it, and you were like, let's not do it this week.
I waited for Chris and Jay to respond, and neither one you gave a thumbs up. Neither the other two didn't respond.
I mean, it's going to be boring.
Am I right?
Jay would just be Ghostbusters 1, Ghostbusters 2, Back to the Future 1, 2, and 3, and he's done.
You're right.
Oh, wait, no. I'll go something different than that.
yeah, I don't know. I haven't done my top five in a while. Anyway, join our big thanks to our patrons, Keith. People that make this show possible, our listeners. These shows would not be possible without our listener support. Want to especially thank Tack from Tokyo, Eckhart Richter, Molly the Millennial, Ed the Creepy Mailman. What's up?
Letter carrier. You keep saying. I hope Shandy's not listening to the show.
That's what they call him on broadcast, the Creepy Mailman.
That's great that he's a letter. Wow. He's a letter carrier.
Carries those letters with ease. Ed, we love you. JayandJack.com. Click on the Become a Patron link today. Become a patron. Whether you contribute $1 or more a month, it all helps make these shows possible. At each level, the more you give, the more stuff that you get. And say,
Do you really get more stuff?
You do. Check it out, Jack. Each the pages. Patreon.com/JayandJack. That's patreon.com/JayandJack. Where do you side? Warm pillow or the cool pillow? You could have both. Go to Amazon.com through our link, jayandjack.com/Amazon.
I want my money back.
And decide what you feel.
No one would pick warm pillow.
I don't get the warm pillow. I said at the time, I don't get with the warm pillow.
If there's anybody out there that is a Twilight dumper like Jack, let us know. You have our phone number.
Wait,
you have our email.
Wait. Did Jack ever admit to be a Twilight dumper?
You did. It was on record.
I don't think I
did. Twilight dump.
I don't think I did.
So let us know if you Twilight dump like Jack does all the time. It's important to the scientific.
And we're looking for a new drummer for our band, Jackernet and the Twilight Dumpers.
I'm a dumper. I'm a lumper.
He's definitely a midnight toker. Midnight
pooper.
Is it? No, he's a midnight toker and a twilight pooper.
I'm not a midnight toker because you do it before midnight. I wish I was going to the Charger game in a couple weeks with Epic Chris with Boston. We could.
Well, you'd be the only one.
You both cheer for the Patriots.
There you go.
Check out our other shows on the network.
Wait, time out. I forgot to ask Chris that. Did you see that film of the Panther fan beating up the old guy?
Oh,
sucker punched him.
That was the reverse of what happened to me.
Are you sure that wasn't your friend?
Dude, that was bad.
That was terrible.
Oh.
Again, Panthers fans, they're some of the worst fans. And that was against an Eagles fan.
I know Jamie Hill tried to defend it, but because Jessica said, would you? I go, no. That's the norm. That's what I've experienced in my. Jay, you've been to 2 games at Carolina. Yep. Yep. I've been to 3. Wouldn't you agree that that's just the.
They're a-holes, man. I don't know.
You're walking from the hotel and they're.
Yeah, not. Jack broke up there, but yeah, it's they're not nice.
No, I broke up there. Here's the thing where I see level on this, not to go over too far with this, but like the idea of what he was doing prior to the fight, I totally understand. I can't stand when people sit during the game. Like, you should be standing.
Chris, that's why they sell you a seat.
Exactly.
If you want to go stand, go to Qualcomm. You can stand the whole damn game and nobody
cares. If you are a fan of a team and you are on defense and you are sitting on third down, you are not a fan.
I can clap. Hey, defense. Go. I've never won a Super Bowl, so I don't know what it means. Nope. I don't know. What am I talking about? I've won 6.
13th man.
And I get the call. We got the bogus call this weekend.
Guys, the NFL won't be around in 10 years anyway. So you guys just
stop talking
all of your teams. Chris, kudos to the New England Revolution beating the New York City Football Club.
I wasn't going to say anything, but
no, I listen. Hey, I gave you crap when we won, and I will give you kudos when your team wins.
So Jay and Chris, congrats on the Americans not even qualifying the World Cup.
Oh my God, terrible!
Isn't that brutal? That's brutal.
Terrible
how,
game.
How was that not even brought up?
That's shameful.
Could a country of 330 million people not qualify for the World Cup?
There's a really good article about it, because when you think the way they broke it down, no, there's a good article in that in America, the people America. that kind of go on to professional or go to get college scholarships are the more affluent people that can afford travel soccer, the training, having private lessons, all these kinds of things.
So we're blaming the fact we couldn't get the World Cup on the rich.
Because like Cristiano Ronaldo, like the greatest player in the game, he wouldn't be able to afford to do all the things that the more affluent of America.
Now what I've heard is what people of the excuses Americans have made, because we have to make excuses, is the fact that people go to baseball, football, basketball, hockey before they go to soccer because it pays more. Our greatest athletes are doing that over soccer. So we're really not that bad at soccer. We just choose not to go.
But I think if you look at most other countries where it's that soccer is the main sport, so it'll take time. But it is sad.
I don't want to time crap. When I was a kid, soccer was a sport in America. It still hasn't happened. So as soccer fans, will you guys watch the World Cup without the United States in it?
Yes.
I probably will. Yeah.
What's the World Cup?
Exactly. I'll wait for our women's soccer players to get to the World Cup, and I'll support them because our women.
Well, they won last year or last time. So, all right, we're gonna wrap it up there.
Did you talk about Amazon.com?
I did. Check out our other shows on the network right now. You have Dancing with the Stars with Whip, Jack, Cindy, and Heather. That's a fantastic show.
That's a very sexist remark.
No.
Why a man can't watch Dancing with the Stars?
Jack, after you just said, I'll watch the women when they get there.
I will, because I support the women's soccer program.
Check out the broadcast with Colleen, Shandy, and Amanda. Check,
first
out,
name.
Check out. This is Colleen. Check. I don't know who she is.
Check out the broadcast with.
Check out Survivor with Jay, Jack, and Colleen.
There you go. You got that one right.
Stranger Things with Jay, Jack, and Mike. We just recorded a new episode right before this one.
It never ends.
We're recapping or we're rewatching season one leading into season two. We just finished chapters 5 and 6. We will be completing season one next week and going right into season two the week thereafter for Stranger Things, not Survivor. So really excited about that. I'm really excited about the Target exclusive VHS version of Stranger Things tomorrow.
Oh, really?
And, getting that.
And wait, and the toys you had to talk about for 10 minutes on the show.
Monopoly and there's a Ouija board.
How come they put it on VHS? They only hold 6 hours.
No. So it's a VHS box, but it's Blu-rays in the box.
Okay. Oh, well, at least they're selling it. That's cool. Is it only at Target?
The VHS style box is only at Target.
Target, our new sponsor.
Tomorrow. It releases tomorrow. They have
I've already said that I'm not doing the Monopoly game.
Me too.
Really?
I'm going to be there early tomorrow morning. All right. That'll do it. We'll see you guys next time. Hasta luego and goodbye.
Bye.
See ya.
Watch out for that moose.
Watch out for that moose.
Jackie, you got the stop button. There you go.
I'm sorry. I apologize.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.